So we've never done this before, and we're going to do it this time for a reason that I think is particularly important. The thing that we've never done before is I have never just sat down and in a single take done a monologue for That Park Place. Usually when we do an audio article, the reason to do it is to have a conversation between multiple people. And so we've had some really interesting conversations, and I've really enjoyed those. Not all of them have featured myself. Some have been with John Golf, as he's been traveling around North America and providing us with those great articles. Some have featured myself. Some have been with me and with Lauren Connor talking about Star Wars. One of the things that you'll notice when I'm chatting about what we've used this for in the past is that those items are not particularly controversial. And in fact, we rarely deal with anything of great controversy on That Park Place. When we do deal with controversy, it usually is in relationship to culture, the culture war, pop culture, and items of that nature. Sometimes we just have to discuss what's going on with movies or TV shows or video games and how they're being influenced by people who have an agenda to shape the culture through entertainment. However, we almost never talk about politics, and we almost never talk about geopolitical situations. There's a reason for that. If you want to find that kind of content, you can do so by going to a plethora of other news sources. That Park Place is strictly about those things that should be fun. We cover things like Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Dollywood, Universal Studios. Today we had an article about the best scenic train rides for those who might want to find beautiful autumn vistas. In essence, when you come to That Park Place, you're not coming to a place that deals with the very negative aspects of the real world. Plenty of people do that. We don't aim to be the kind of place that deals with those sorts of things. And yet, we are here in a place and a time where censorship extends to such a point that a little entertainment website featuring people who report the news, analyze the news, provide entertainment reviews, and yes, sometimes provide leaks and rumors from corporations, that little website is facing censorship. And so I want to chat about that. And so that's why we're doing an audio article today, because I don't think that the algorithms will pick this up. And therefore, I think it's safer to have a chat about this with an audio file. I also think that doing this may make it more personable for all of you who are listening. And we aim to provide audio articles from time to time, so we'll just call this a little fireside chat with you, wherever you are, whether it's in the car, whether you're at home, perhaps you're on your lunch break. I think there's something dangerous going on in the world right now. I'm looking at all the people who are being banned or shadow banned or stripped away from economic resources in the Western world. It greatly concerns me. Yes, That Park Place was recently banned permanently from Twitter. And when we were banned from Twitter, the official account was banned with the reason given as the website having attempted to evade permanent ban before. Now, That Park Place and its official Twitter account had never been flagged for any inappropriate content ever. There's a reason for that. We cover the news that should be fun. We cover when roller coasters are opened. We cover when hurricanes disrupt theme parks. We do not use vulgar language. We do not take on major issues of the day unless they come in direct contact with entertainment. And yet, we were unceremoniously banned from Twitter with a ludicrous reason. Not ludicrous in the sense that we believe that it was poorly judged, but ludicrous in that it's completely illogical. It makes no sense. It is as illogical as if I said to you, what's your favorite color? And you said, the smell of daffodils. That's a nonsensical response. What Twitter did to that Park Place is also nonsensical. We have never evaded any sort of punishment or condemnation. We've never received any in the first place. Beyond that, no persons connected with that Park Place and the management of the social account have ever been punished online on Twitter for any reason ever. And that Park Place itself was not connected with any private accounts. There is literally no justification for what happened. Perhaps this occurred when an intern straight out of high school decided to punish that Park Place because they don't like the website. However, we're seeing a trend that is deeply concerning, as I've said. Today, Rakita Law, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Rakita Law is one of the most popular, if not the most popular, legal analysis channels on YouTube. And for no discernible reason, it also was permanently banned from Twitter today. Other accounts that go against the mainstream narrative have been permanently banned all of a sudden from Twitter. Whatever you may think of Dr. Jordan Peterson, Dr. Jordan Peterson is one of the foremost thinkers about pop culture, about ideology, about worldviews in general. He is permanently banned from Twitter. Again, whatever you may think of him, you're talking about one of the foremost individuals inside a particular side of intelligentsia. And this is happening all over the place. We have reports that Sidney Watson, a conservative commentator and pop culture commentator who is often featured on The Quartering, that she has been struck from Patreon. And we're getting more information that various credit card companies, are implementing a social credit system and tracking purchases that they deem to be problematic in some way, shape, or form. All of this is happening, and we need to take note of it. We need to take note for the same reason that we took note when Rotten Tomatoes, a website that was originally designed so that people could figure out if a movie was popular with audiences, when it was taken under, let's say, when it was used and manipulated in such a way as to hide how audiences actually feel. We took note of that. That was one first devious step in corporations attempting to create some sort of hegemony around their narratives. They do not want people to be able to think outside of the official narrative. And that is extending now out of politics and into entertainment, culture, fun, leisure, travel, and basic subjective opinion. And it needs to be called out. What are we to do if, let's say, that Park Place is shut down at some point because either the various companies that host websites suddenly turn against those who would call out corporations, or what if there is government influence? And this seems ludicrous to us, but let me tell you one story. So this may seem a little conspiratorial, but just check this out. Today, we began to implement a contingency plan for that Park Place and social media. There was a very, very, very low chance that the official account would get banned. Of course, we would never do anything that would cause us to deserve to be banned, but we did have a contingency plan in place in case it happened through either incompetence or malfeasance on the part of a social media company, i.e. Twitter. And so part of that contingency plan was that the various authors of that Park Place, their accounts would suddenly be used to push that Park Place articles. And in doing so, we would be able to actually have more influence than if we just used the official account. Now, As it stands, there is no account for WDW Pro on Twitter. So I went to create one this morning. When I did, I found that WDW Pro, that's simply just at WDW Pro, was instantly banned and inaccessible on Twitter. I was able to create derivatives of that, but I haven't decided whether or not I even want to pursue this because of how odd and draconian and dystopian that is. That a little website that covers Disney stuff, a website that was growing, perhaps the fastest of any website of our kind, that website garnered enough interest that somebody at Twitter permanently banned it, that it joined the ranks of other major news outlets and commentator outlets and commentarians in this push to ban all of those who are not ridiculous or rude or vile or crude, but simply disagree with the orthodoxy that is coming out of the technocrats in Silicon Valley. But that it goes beyond that, and that even using the avatar WDW Pro on Twitter, that they had already prepared that, presumably, to suspend it as soon as it was initiated. That is very strange. And so I would recommend that as we watch what is clearly a concerted effort among various corporations to censor those who disagree with the corporate mainstream accepted storylines, would say that we need to not be like the frog in the pot that slowly increases in temperature until the frog is killed by boiling hot water. It's time for us to take note of this, because otherwise we're going to find ourselves in a place where we can no longer communicate and have a voice. We don't garner an audience, a crowd, an interest from people because we are vulgar or rude or vile, or because we push ideas which are negative. What's really happening is that we are convincing. We have great ideas. We push virtues and ideals that are of the highest quality, and they can't handle it. So we'll continue to tell the truth at that park place. We'll continue to find avenues to be able to chat about what is important and what matters in entertainment and culture. But just know that this is happening. Just know that this phenomenon is occurring. Just know that the censorship that we once saw in the political realm is now moving into a much broader spectrum. And we need to be ready to counter it. We do not need to be silenced so that all we can do is talk to our neighbor on the street about our opinions, but we can't share them online. Because our opinions matter. We're not promoting anything that is negative or hateful or divisive. We are attempting to promote things which are beautiful and kind and which extend to all people. So, we'll continue doing that at that park place. We hope you'll continue doing that and you'll continue being a reader here. What we're doing matters. If you think it doesn't, just consider how hard those who oppose us are working to shut us down.